now. InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Can preschool interventions shape teenage behavior years later? Research shows that disadvantaged kids can build resilience through early education. InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey has the story. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Karen Bierman is the Evan Pugh University Professor of Psychology and Human Development and Family Studies at Penn State University. Professor, your research focused on developing something called the Head Start Ready, that's R-E-D-I, intervention. Tell us what the Ready approach is and how it differs from standard preschool programs.
One of the things that we hoped to do in the Ready Project was to strengthen the Head Start curriculum in areas that new research suggested might be especially helpful for young children who were growing up in resource-poor environments. So in situations where families just did not have a lot of financial resources, that pressures young children in certain ways, and we wanted to address the curriculum to supplement those areas.
You focus on social emotional skills. How do you define those and why are they so important?
That's right. One of the key goals of those preschool years is really to help children learn how to get along in a group context. So the social emotional skills we focused on heavily emphasized friendship skills, like taking turns, helping, sharing with others. And it also focused on helping them both express and manage their feelings so that they were able to focus their attention, modulate their feelings in the classroom setting, and focus more effectively on learning.
And tell us why those social emotional skills are particularly important for low-income families.
So they're, of course, important for all children who are going through the preschool development. But when children are living in low-resource contexts, often that means they're in more crowded living circumstances. There's less capacity to just sort of buffer them in terms of their sleeping arrangements, the regularity of their schedule, things that make their early years a little bit more unpredictable. And that creates more pressure on their social emotional management. So what the curriculum is designed to do is just strengthen those skills in a way that empowers more resilience for children living in circumstances that are more stressful.
Professor, what specific benefits did you see in teenagers who participated in the Ready program as preschoolers compared to those who did not?
That was the main purpose of the study, was to understand, can you intervene in the preschool years in ways that then show benefits in later life? And what we found early on was that using the Ready program, which also strengthened early language skills, it did boost children's emotional understanding and their social skills as they went into elementary school. And that benefit, in turn, buffered them as they made the transition into secondary, the middle school and high school. By high school, what we saw was children who had been in classrooms using Ready had fewer behavior problems, and they also had fewer emotional symptoms, things that teachers were describing as sort of anxiety symptoms or sadness symptoms of depression.
Are there things that parents can do at home to encourage the same kind of social emotional development that this Ready program promotes?
Absolutely. One part of Ready, in fact, involved parent engagement, trying to give parents information so they understood what was happening at school and how they could support those same skills at home. And we found that one of the early predictors of these later high school benefits was the degree to which parents were involved in their children's education and sort of providing that ongoing support for these kinds of skills.
And how does the Ready program encourage parental involvement?
Part of it is providing parents with information so that they understand how social and emotional skills and how language skills are being supported in the preschool setting, and also suggestions of ways that they can support those same skills at home in ways that are aligned with the school programming. So in this case, parents got handouts showing what was happening in the classroom program of social emotional learning, and also how we were using interactive reading to support early language development.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Professor Karen Bierman from Penn State University, and we're discussing the Head Start Ready Intervention Program that she's been studying for decades that looks at preschool programs and their effect on adolescents years later. He found that Ready participants had fewer emotional symptoms like anxiety in high school. How do you think those early skills help teens later on cope with adolescent pressures?
One of the things that we could see by using developmental modeling is the roots of those later positive benefits really were the early boosts to their emotional understanding and their social competence. As we followed them into elementary school, they had better peer relations, more positive social competence, and as I mentioned, more positive parent involvement. And those things happening in elementary school sort of set them up to be more resilient when they made that transition into early adolescence. We also saw improved self-control, which we think was the key to reducing their risky behaviors in high school.
Let's talk about grades for a moment. Your study didn't show direct academic improvements, but you did find better social-emotional skills led to higher GPAs and on-time graduation. Can you explain all that?
Sure. Yeah. It's sort of a way to think about it is like at a pool table when you hit the white ball and the white ball doesn't necessarily hit the ball you're trying to get into the hole. It may hit one ball, which hits another ball. It was sort of like that in our indirect model that we could see that the intervention, consider it the white ball, it moved those early markers of resilience, social competence, emotional understanding, and parent involvement. And those balls in turn had a positive effect on boosting GPA and on-time graduation. So we would call that an indirect effect, not as strong as a direct treatment effect, but pretty good when you consider that the intervention was completed when children were 4 and 5 before they had even started school. And we could still see that billiard effect cascading into high school graduation and GPA.
What signs should parents look for to know if their child is struggling with social emotional development, and then what can they do to help?
Key areas, as I mentioned, are friendship skills, being able to make friends as they enter school, feeling comfortable in their peer interactions. That's one area. Emotional understanding is having words for different feelings and being allowed to talk about those feelings, being allowed to feel mad and talk about your mad feelings. It's just the behavior that can be okay or not okay. And then being taught problem-solving skills. When you have a strong feeling, like you feel angry about something, what you can do to cope with that feeling, how you can engage in a conversation with your parents about how to solve that problem. Those are the main skills that were covered in the Ready program, and they seem to be very central to giving the child more tools to navigate the demands of school, both the learning demands and the social demands. And it really allows them to use their parents as support systems.
This is a long-term study. You've been studying these kids from preschool up through adolescence. I'm assuming you're going to continue studying them into young adulthood, correct?
That's right. We actually have funding to follow them until age 24. So the goal is to really see, do we still see some benefits of that enriched early intervention when they're moving into their first jobs and starting their own families?
Just to kind of wrap things up, are there any final words of advice that you'd like to impart to parents based upon what you've learned so far in these studies?
The study both validates the value of investing in preschool education, especially pre-kindergarten education. There has been a big push in the U.S. to make sure we're making pre-K more accessible. And it also shows that we can strengthen the value of current pre-K programming even more by looking carefully at the curricula that are being used and enriching that in areas that fit a particular community or population. For us, bringing in more curricula that just provided a more systematic emphasis on social emotional skills and on language development. Those were the really important areas for the Head Start communities we were working in. A balanced kind of programming where you have some attention to pre-academics, but also to these larger areas of foundational skills that will come in handy in future years. I think that's in a way which can strengthen what we're doing now in pre-K programming.
Professor Karen Bierman from Penn State University, thank you very much for sharing your research with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Maggie.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.